People in Buck's group, is anyone in Buck's group who's here today? Please stand. Just you? Oh, you two guys, come up front. I don't want him to have to do this by himself. So Brant and Mike, I'm just going to ask you to sit in front here and pray for him while he's, because he's not nervous. And Buck Clintworth is going to be just sharing what D groups have meant to him.
Bill emailed me last month asking if I'd be willing to share, and I waited a day or two to respond because I was hoping that by the time I got back to him, he'd say, sorry, all the slots have been filled. I'm Buck Clintworth. I've been attending Christ Community since 1999, and for those of you who've been here for a while and say, you don't look familiar, that's because I like to keep to myself. I like to sit in the back, not talk to people. when I started here, we had things called home groups. Those are things we call small groups now. And then in the home groups, we would break up into small groups, which is what D groups are called now. So I've seen everything happen here. But 2.5 years ago, Jeff Maurer emailed me and asked if I'd be willing to be in a D group that he was starting up. And he explained what that would be. Meeting with guys every week, and they'd probably ask questions of each other. And that didn't sound fun to me at all. But I did what any wise man does, and I went home, and I asked my wife what she thought. And she thought that was a fabulous idea. So I emailed Jeff back, and I said, I would love to be part of this group. So we started meeting, and Jeff Maurer was in there, and Brant Meyer, and Dave Moore, who's upstairs teaching the kids today. And I am an introvert, and I tend to use humor to try and deflect things. So, you know, if they would ask me a question, I would try and tell a joke. And if they would ask me to share what was going on in my life, I would try to tell a joke. And that continued on for many months. But the rest of the guys, they were opening up and they were sharing and being vulnerable. And eventually I started to let my guard down a little bit and actually start sharing what was going on in my life. And I'd like Brant and Jeff to come up here and stand next to me right now. And the reason I'm doing that is because, you know, this isn't about me. This is about the D group. And these were the guys standing by me. We'd been meeting for about a year, and we'd met one Wednesday at lunchtime, and later that night I was thinking about it, and I was realizing that a struggle that I was going through, that it was actually a spiritual battle, and for a lot of people that's like, well, that's obvious, but for me it was a realization, and it was an amazing thing for me to realize. And so I emailed the guys that night, and all of them responded. And then when we got together the next Wednesday, we talked about it. But these were guys who, they stood alongside me when I was struggling, when I was battling with things. And I appreciate that. And that's part of, you know, that's what a D group is. It's a discipleship group. It's helping you to walk along the correct path. You know, I was on the wrong path, and it's easy to stay on the wrong path, you know. And they said to me, they said, you know, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be good. And, you know, and I'm thankful that they encouraged me to get back on the right path. I'm grateful that they prayed for me, that they stood by me. And really, you know, without the D group, I would have been fine being on my own, continuing along that path, and it wasn't a good path. So I'd like to make an exhortation to people here. I'm going to divide y'all up into extroverts and introverts. Yeah. Extroverts are going to say, wow, that sounds great, having people that you meet with and share with and open up with and be vulnerable with. You know, how can I be part of that group if I'm not in it now? Well, you can talk to Jeff, You can talk to Bill. You can talk to Tom. They can help, you know, direct you. You can start up your own D group. But this is really for those introverts out there, introverts like me. You know, is meeting in a group like that painful? Yes. Is it fun? No. But is it good? The answer to that is yes, it is good. You know, doing the right thing, you know, sort of like eating your vegetables, if you don't like vegetables. It may not be fun, but it's good for you. You know, I didn't look forward to meeting with these guys every week, but it was good for me to do. So we... All right, I'm glad that I did. Is that better, Jeff? Jeff is going to be speaking after this, and he told me that I better watch what I say because he's going to have 30 minutes to say whatever he wants about me. You know, is Justin back yet, Carmen? Okay, he's not. So we met for 2 years, and then we've sort of split up. Now, I'm still in a group with Brant, and Justin Walton, who just came in, is going to join me up here. Justin and Mike are in there, and Mike, you can come up too. Now I'm on to the new group. You know, I told Justin the second or third time that we met, I said to him something to the effect of, you know, I don't really like meeting with you. And the reason is because he asks questions, and he asks follow-up questions, and he makes me uncomfortable. But that's why I love him, because he does that, and that's what I need in my life. So I'm going to, if it's okay, ask him to pray, not just for our D group, but for those who aren't in a group and are looking to join one.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, man. Dear Lord, thank you for the mystery of friendship. And then you set a precedent for reaching out to us and challenging us and encouraging us. And I just pray for that mystery of friendship, of relationship, of intentionality, and of persistence in walking with one another. That would be a hallmark of our family here, and that you would be the source, that your spirit would be the source of drawing together, that brings together strong relationships in our family. And so we pray for that. We ask for that. We know you desire to give that to us because it's a reflection of your desire to be with us. And so we just pray that blessing over our family here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.